The Three Heavens and Earths, Part 1, Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Unit 1, Lesson 8, by Mark D. Vogt. Most people assume that the world we live in now is the only one that's ever existed, and the only one that ever will. But Scripture tells a very different story. According to God's Word, there are three heavens and earths across time, each part of His plan. In this lesson, we'll explore the first two and look ahead to the third. Scoffers in the last days. In 2 Peter 3:5-7, the Apostle Peter warns the scattered people of Israel that scoffers will come in the last days, mocking the idea of Jesus Christ returning and of coming judgment. These scoffers think nothing will ever change. They believe that since things have always stayed the same, they always will. Peter reminds them, that's not true. God has judged the world before. He will judge it again. And He's already told us how. Three heavens and three earths. God's Word reveals that there are three distinct heavens and earths. 1. The first heaven and earth, mentioned in Genesis 1:1, this was the original creation. It was later destroyed by water in a judgment that occurred before Genesis 1:2. This was not Noah's flood. It was a pre-Adamic destruction. 2. The second heaven and earth. This is the world we now live in, beginning in Genesis 1:2, after God restored the earth. This present earth will one day be destroyed by fire, as Peter tells us, 2 Peter 3:7. 3. The third heaven and earth. This future world is described in Revelation 21, where the new heaven and new earth are revealed. The old passes away. The sea is no more. And the new Jerusalem comes down from heaven, prepared as a bride for her husband. Two major judgments. Between these three heavens and earths are two major acts of divine judgment. The first judgment. Between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, the original earth was destroyed by water. This is not the flood of Noah, but an earlier cataclysmic event. The second judgment, still to come. At the end of this current creation, God will destroy the present heavens and earth by fire, possibly using energy already stored within the earth itself. These judgments are not signs of failure, but part of God's perfect plan, moving creation forward toward restoration and glory. Revelation 21, a new creation. The Apostle John writes, "And I perceived a new heaven and earth, for the former heaven and the former earth passed away, and the sea is no more." This is the third heaven and earth, and it will be unlike anything we've ever known. It will mark the fullness of God's plan, the beginning of an age with no more sorrow, no more pain, no more separation. The holy city descends, prepared by God Himself, a picture of beauty, unity, and divine presence. Why don't we know more? Most of the Bible focuses on the second heaven and earth, the one we live in now. Why is there so little revealed about the first and third? Here are two reasons. 1. God chose not to tell us. He's revealed exactly what we need for now. The rest is hidden for His purposes. 2. We couldn't understand it anyway. The first and third creations are so magnificent, so beyond human comparison, that in our current condition, we simply don't have the ability to grasp it. For example, Isaiah 9:7 says, "Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end." No end to the increase? How do you govern a people that keep increasing forever? Where do they live? What does that even look like? We simply don't have anything in our current experience to compare with that. So God, in His wisdom, gives us glimpses, just enough to fill us with hope and awe, but not more than we can handle. Key takeaway. The Bible doesn't teach a flat, static view of creation. It reveals a story unfolding across ages, with three heavens and earths, two major judgments, and one eternal purpose, that God will be all in all. In part two of this lesson, we'll look more closely at the differences between each heaven and earth and what this means for our understanding of God's plan for creation.